is Virginia Woodall, WOODELL 31666. Today is 5-4. It's your complaint. I think I have a urinary tract infection. Number one. Number two, diabetes. Next number is weight loss. Next number is frequent urination. Next number is I have had a history of kidney stones. Next number, history of mild fatty liver. Next number is history of carotid stenosis. My patient is a 57-year-old woman who drives a... can I have that chart? I got it to work. Who drives a truck for the mail, United States mail. She comes in today with the above-mentioned symptoms for the past 3 or 4 days, period. She's allergic to sulfa. Medication, opposite page. Her Mounjaro, thank you, ma'am. Mounjaro has been increased to 7.5 milligrams once a day. Every rest of the medication remains the same. Medical problems, hypertension, diabetes, asthma, and neuropathy. Surgery, appendectomy, kidney stone surgery, hysterectomy, socialism, smokers, and drinks. She's married. Family history. Positive for primary biliary cirrhosis. And mom, father, had history of father is older, has had stroke, coronary artery disease. One sister has had no colon cancer, breast cancer. Mammogram is due. Colonoscopy is up to date. COVID immunization. She's had COVID but has not had the immunization. Review of system, history of carotid stenosis, recheck history of neuropathy, history of fatty liver, urinary tract infection type symptoms, history of lower abdominal pain, history of urinary tract infection, history of yeast infection. Patient has a diabetic physician who handles her medical care and also is scheduled for hemoglobin A1C next week along with TSH and other blood work, period. Your analysis today shows trace leukocytes and trace lysed blood, period. Did I say allergy sulfa? Good. Then blood pressure of weight, 142 pounds. And 35 pounds from 2022 because of Mounjaro, 97%, 97.8, 16, 92, 117 over 72, heart positive, some positive, two lungs are clear, abdomen soft, make sure JVD shows no rash form because of that reason, it's because of focal. Patient's abdominal ultrasound shows evidence of fatty liver. I don't see any evidence of kidney stones, and the bladder wall does look rough. Next number, pelvic ultrasound shows no difference from before. Next number, fatty liver slight. Next number, gallbladder appears healthy. Next number, carotid stenosis shows no progression from 2021. Next number, thyroid is within normal limits. Next number, lower extremity shows mild PVD. Next number, upper extremity shows no evidence of PVD or DVT at this time. Assessment, number one, urinary tract infection. Number two, urinary tract infection. Number two, kidney stone, less likely. Number three, Cipro 500 BID, next times 14. Next one is rosefenogram now. Next one is yearly mammogram ordered. Next one is blood work per her PCP. Next number, come back if not any better. Next number, we talked about urinary tract infection, bladder infection, and polynephritis. Next number, she will call me if any of those symptoms noted. Next number, patient was given ample time to ask questions before leaving the clinic. Next number's mammogram will be shared with her primary care physician as well, but she would like for us to write the order today. Thank you.